This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Gwyneth is off-grid in Australia. I'm broadcasting off-grid in Missouri, United States of America. I believe that USA Prepares is the first transcontinental off-grid broadcast. I believe we are.
Yes. Yeah, well, I reckon you're probably right. And, you know, something that the infrastructure around here, but people might be wondering what the point is here. Talking about these two men, both of them have passed on now. Okay. The thing is, both of these men were very, very competent engineers. They could do everything from shoeing a horse to building a house to maintain a rail line to, you know, just about doing anything. And certainly, if the country had been threatened militarily, okay, they would have had enough know-how in things like gunsmithing and blasting to engage in an effective and military tactics to engage in an effective military campaign. And they were both very, very well-read men. Men like that today are almost unheard of. I can't see them except a few in the older generation. I can't see them. And the ones that I can see, you know, that they're mostly old men, probably north of 70. They really are literally very, very sadly a dying breed. And both Pop and Dad would have been capable of manufacturing machine tools. They could have run... although Pop less so, because Pop was unfortunately afflicted with alcoholism. But he had the British Army rule of alcohol management in that, you know, you did what you liked when you were on leave, but you turned up to your post sober. And for that reason, he managed to always hold down a job, you know. But unfortunately, he was alcoholic, and that really, it was the death of him in the end. He ended up getting cirrhosis and dying, but he could shoot his own horses. He could break his own horses. He knew all about harness, and he knew all about gunsmithing, and he knew about artillery, and he knew about munitions, and he knew about rail lines, water supplies, probably not so much electrical supplies. But, you know, if the world had fallen to pieces in Dad's time and Pop's time, between the two of them, they could have put it back together again. I can't see anybody out there who knows how to do that now. And, no, you know, I don't think there would be anybody like that around where you are either, would there, Vincent?
Well, you know, I was thinking about some of these things, and I was thinking about a job I used to have, and I worked for three banks, and I was probably one of the very few people who had a job at the bank who did not have a job description that's, you know, that was very precise. My job description was do whatever it takes. It was kind of unwritten. And it kind of sounds like what you're talking about. We don't have a lot of people in this country, as you've mentioned, who are jacks of all trades. And the saying used to be jack of all, master of none, meaning he knew a little bit, but not a lot about, you know, many things. And I was thinking, as you were saying that, back to we had a little get-together here at the farm. And I was showing our little Thanksgiving guests, our group of Thanksgiving guests at the farm, some of the farm that they hadn't seen. And they were amazed at the solar system that we built. And I'm not bragging, but here's what I'm trying to make this point. They were surprised that I was able to design, fabricate, cut, weld, do the concrete work, all of the fabrication that was necessary. Mrs. Finelli was involved. Our son was involved. All of us were involved in doing something we had never done before to build this complete system that's operational. They were surprised that we could do that without any help. And I wasn't surprised. I asked Mrs. Finelli, I said, so are you surprised? She said, no. And I thought, wow, I thought this was a pretty neat thing that we built, and you're not surprised that we were able to pull this off? She said, no, I knew we could do this. But it takes a willingness to undertake something that maybe you haven't done before. And the persistence to succeed, that's what it takes. The drive to start it, the drive to continue, the drive to finish it, and the drive to make it ever better along the way. And I see that is something that is lacking in today's educational system. I see that something that is lacking, not in all young people, but too many young people. They're just satisfied to go along, to get along. And I'm not willing to do that. I'm not willing to go along if I think it's wrong. If I think it's wrong, I'm going to say something, or I'm going to go and do it independently on my own. That's kind of how I feel about that. And one of the things that you mentioned in your email to me was hobbies. Heck, yeah. What happened to hobbies?
Yeah.
You know, there were years ago, you could buy parts at the electronics store on the corner in the nearby city. You could buy the capacitors, the resistors, the chokes, the transformers, the wire, the solder, the etching materials to make circuit boards. You could buy the tubes, the transistors, the integrated circuits. You could buy all those things. You could read a magazine or a periodical or an article on how to do things. You could try it, improve on it based on what you've learned before that and before that and before that and after that, and make things better. We used to encourage hobbies. We don't encourage hobbies anymore, unless it's something to do with a keyboard and a screen and a mouse. But where are the people who used to love to refinish furniture? Who knows how to refinish furniture?
Yeah, that was one of my dad's hobbies. He would restore antiques, and he would also, that got him into furniture making. Mm-hmm. And he used to make furniture out of, for instance, at one time he had an old oak wardrobe that was kind of decayed as a wardrobe, and I probably didn't help matters much when I was a teenager. I turned it into a bird aviary. much to Dad's horror, because I drilled holes in the side of these beautiful, big, you know, like 18-inch wide oak panels.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know it was oak. But anyway, he was able to salvage enough wood out of it to make a nested set of oak tables.
Mm-hmm.
And they were beautiful. And, you know, people would say, well, why did you do that? And he said, oh, for the joy of making something.
Sure.
You know, mm-hmm. just for the joy of it.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right after...
you know, where are the people who make oak tables out of old wardrobes just for the joy of having something beautiful in the house?
Mm-hmm. Very, very few. I mentioned to my wife during the last break that I hope that our son would be able to pick up a couple pieces of wood. I'm building a bookshelf. Well, actually, it's a built-in bookcase, if you will. I'm going to build that right after this broadcast. And that's my plan. I should be able to have it all done by today. And it can be painted, you know, whenever the weather is right. But that's the plan. And I just cannot sit still. It bothers me. And it's very sad that people today, young people, don't seem interested in having hobbies. My generation, you could buy a model airplane, a model ship, model cars, and you glue them together and kind of see how these pieces and panels would go together. You could buy a little steam engine. You could buy an electronics kit. You could make a radio, an amplifier, a transmitter. You could learn how to build a speaker box, meaning out of wood, and make the grill panel for it, and tune it so that you'd have more or less bass, you know, with tuning ports. You could do those things. You could build a crossover network to separate the frequencies among the speakers, like the bass, the mid-range, and the tweeter speakers. You could build all kinds of interesting things, but today, I don't see many people doing anything like that.
That's not encouraged. You know,
right.
you seem to be a little bit of a freak if you have one of these sorts of hobbies. And it's like this. Even if you think that you're not technically minded, okay, here's another example of engineering, but it's at a much more basic level. On my farm, I do a type of farming called permaculture, okay? And what I do is I go out and I do shovel therapy, which is like tractor therapy, except I don't have a tractor, I have a shovel.
I got to tell you.
I have a spade, or I have a rake, and I have a fork.
Yeah, that shovel therapy, that's pretty tough work. Yeah.
It gets you just thinking, and it keeps you strong.
Yes.
We'll talk about that some more in a moment.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Well, if my mom used to listen to a broadcaster whose name was Carlton Fredericks, and he did a 30-year stint on the radio. He was syndicated, and he would talk about health and nutrition. And a lot of what he said was absolutely right. And he was on the radio in the days before call-in talk radio. And one day I heard him say on the air that he got a letter from one of his listeners. And the letter asked him how he felt about exercise, because he would talk about supplements and, you know, vitamins and those kinds of things. But he said, well, whenever I get the urge to exercise, I lie down until it goes away. Now, here's a guy who was preaching, nutrition, eating the right foods and taking the right supplements, and he died at 77 years old. He happened to not think that exercise was important. And the reason I mention that is because shovel therapy is extreme exercise. Anyone who has mixed concrete and used a hoe and a shovel knows how hard it is and how physically demanding it is. It's much, much harder than pressing keys on a keyboard. Much harder.
It
so,
is.
Let's talk about shovel therapy and what you mean by it.
Okay. Now, with permaculture, it involves a great deal of digging holes. You've got to dig holes for fence posts, for you know, strainer posts for, you know, you have to dig trenches for, there's a type of trench called a swale. It means a trench on contour to stop water just flowing off your land so that it stops the water on contour in the landscape and gives it a chance to soak in and replenish the water table. And a lot of the, you know, time the slopes that you might be working on might be too steep to get a bobcat up or whatever, not around here, but, you know, bobcats are expensive. I don't have my own bobcat and it's expensive for me to hire one. So often I just get out there with my spade and I dig trenches on the landscape and I make terraces on the landscape. So by terraces, if you think of, you know, in China and in Japan of how they have rice paddies and they are formed up the side of the hills, and there's a slight slope on this landscape of maybe around about 10 degrees, okay? So it's enough of a slope to install some terraces. And you notice that when they put the terraces in, the whole landscape comes to life. And I noticed that, and I thought, well, I'll have to do that. And so I put some terrace gardens in, and it enables me to grow things that I probably wouldn't be able to grow here otherwise. And it also gives me a place to dispose of animal manure. Because when you have horses and when you have dogs and when you have chickens and when you have any farm animal, it's going to be producing manure. Okay, and you have to have somewhere to put that manure where it's actually going to compost in a proper way and it's not going to contaminate the water table. And terraces are a very good way of recycling the manure because the nutrients get held within the landscape. That all involves shovel therapy. And in each terrace bed might only be 2 or 3 square meters of garden. But in that 2 or 3 square meters, I'll be able to plant things like figs, oranges, lemons, grapefruit trees, things like that that I probably, because the soil here is so pathetically poor, there's no way. If you dug a hole and put an orange tree in, it would wither and die. Okay, because it's granite soil, it's got eucalyptus trees growing all across the landscape, it's absolutely pathetic. But by engaging in some shovel therapy and some landscape engineering, I can grow things that I wouldn't be able to otherwise grow. And I suppose that would be my hobby, just growing stuff.
Yeah, when I'll be right back.
A better place. Well,
yeah, we're going to talk a little bit more about terracing.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EZ66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EZ66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at idstronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. idstronghold.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth and I have been talking about terraces. And in agriculture, a terrace is land that is sloped, but it's been reshaped into a series of flat surfaces, kind of like steps, and it allows you to grow more effectively. And that's what a terrace is. Now, they're not just used in Australia. They're used all over the world. Vietnam, Pakistan, the Incas used them, Indonesia, all over, Italy, China, everywhere you can think of, they're used. So what it does is it reduces the speed at which water flows off the land so that more water can soak into the land and thus improve, well, obviously the moisture content, but the growing potential. That's what it does. Now, it's also a pain in the neck. We have some terraces on our farm, and I would really like to be able to take the shortcut between point A and point B, but I can't always do that because...
You can't do that with terraces. You have to walk around the edge of them. Otherwise,
right,
you'll compact them.
And then, there's another component to it. I believe it was the government that assisted farmers in the terracing technology right after World War II here in Missouri. And a lot of the farms have these terraces. But neglected farms, here's what happens. On the edge of the terrace, they grow trees. And then, saplings pop up, and then they grow into these large trees.
You can't really do that. You grow trees in the terrace, not on the bank of the terrace. Because fall down, and that's the end of your terrace.
Right, and what happened here in our neck of the woods in Missouri is trees have been, because you can't easily mow the hill of the terrace, farmers neglected that area. And now there are trees along the terraces, which is really not the best design as I can see it. So that's what we have here. Looks kind of nice, but, it's an impediment to what we're trying to do. But we're going to have to leave it because the trees are, half a century old.
Yeah. Once they get that big, especially if they're a tree that tends to live for centuries, it's probably best to leave them in place because you definitely are going to ruin the terrace and have a lot of terrace. You can repair it fairly easily with, but it's... The slope probably you wouldn't be able to get your bobcat up there so easily.
Right, right.
It would be shovel therapy.
I believe the way they were built on our farm and the neighboring farms was
probably with
bulldozers. Yeah, bulldozers, that kind of thing. Yeah, I don't think they were done by hand. They're just too many tons of earth.
Yeah.
I had a question for you.
Yep.
There are a number of people who are saying unkind things about President Donald Trump and other politicians. But I've never heard anyone mention or write anything negative about Charles, Prince of Wales. Or Elizabeth II, Queen of the UK, Canada, Australia, New Zealand.
Oh, dear. Prince Charles, I have a very low opinion of. Mostly because he's actually proud of the fact that he is the direct descendant of Vlad Dracul, who is one of the most brutal royals of all history. And he's the one who Count Dracula was directly based on. Him and his first cousin, Elizabeth Báthory, were a truly bloodthirsty pair. They literally, especially Elizabeth Báthory, I think that if Prince Charles is the reincarnation of Vlad Dracul, which he seems to think he is, then Camilla is probably the reincarnation of Elizabeth Báthory. Okay. she was a lady in the day. She quite literally used to bathe in the blood of virgins because she used to think that that would maintain her youth. And she used to stand her servants in the garden and pour cold water over them on in the middle of a Transylvanian winter night and watch them turn into, quote, pretty ice sculptures. That's a quote from Elizabeth Bathory. And Prince Charles has actually bought Dracula's castle in Transylvania and spends a large portion of his year there. He's a disgusting piece of humanity, and I pray to God that he never becomes the king. Regarding the Queen, I think that she's had... I think that the biggest mistake of her life was that she married Prince Philip. I don't think she really recognised what he was, who he was, before she married him. But Prince Philip is also an evil piece of work. His mother was a Greek princess. And basically, after he became the Duke of Edinburgh, his mother, you know, I'll be diplomatic here, went to live in a Greek monastery, nunnery. And Prince Philip, she would repeatedly write to her son, asking him and then begging him to come and visit her in the abbey, in the nunnery. And never once in his whole life did Prince Philip, after he became the Duke of Edinburgh, go and visit his mother in the monastery. And this was over a period of 30 or 40 years. That's a man who is a disgusting piece of work. To never, ever, 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 ever go and visit, to have all the wealth and all the power and all the money in the whole world, and to never even go and see his own mother. And do you know something? That's even aside from all the pedophilia, the child sacrifice and all the rest of it, which I'm sure will come out in the wash eventually. Okay. But it's, there's rumours enough of it, and I don't have to repeat them here. But I think that it was the biggest mistake of Princess Elizabeth's life, who became Queen Elizabeth when she married Prince Philip.
Why is it that never a negative word is said? I mean, other than what you've said, I've never heard a negative word about Queen Elizabeth II, nor Prince Charles. Why is it that we don't hear? Is there a media? Is there?
I think that they keep a fairly firm handle on what is said in the mother country. I think that it's not that they threaten. It's just that they they don't support media outlets that tend to, say a lot of negative things against the royal family.
But so are you saying it's
blowing
it's
back
about
on them now because of the pedophile scandals that are erupting these days to do with the BBC?
Okay. Are you saying that it's about money and there's a flow of money that can be diverted away from those who might say negative things about the royal family?
I've got absolutely no evidence of that, but that's probably the case.
Okay.
All right. It's all speculation, okay? So I don't know anything, but I'm a chess player. I play chess. And if I was in their shoes and doing the sort of disgusting things that they do, and if I had as much power and as much money as what they had, and if I had no morals like what they seem to have, then Probably that's what I would do if I were in their shoes, had their amount of money, had their amount of power, and had their low moral and ethical standards. Then that's what I would do. And bear in mind, our family historically is not an enemy of the royal family. Okay? I don't hate the Queen. My grandmother was actually close personal friends with the Queen Mother. She used to go over to the Queen Mother's place and have cups of tea. This was Pop's wife. Used to go over to the Queen Mother's place before she was married and used to go and have afternoon tea with, she was Her Royal Highness at the time. She was the, she was the wife of the king's brother, which I think would be Her Royal Highness at the time. But, you know, I'm not an enemy of the royal family. But some of the things that they've been doing and the behavior that they have been engaging in has been flat out inexcusable. You know, and if any one of us did what they've been doing, we'd be arrested, and we ought to be, if we had been doing, which we don't. We don't do that sort of behavior because it's wrong. It's flat out wrong. But I think that that is why that you never hear anything about it, is because of money and because of power. And people that speak out do not get supported. And that's been the way it's been for a long time until very recently.
When we come back, can you tell us what the Queen does? What does the Queen do? I mean, other than protect the monarchy, what does she do? We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why are you
today?
God, you're
take my when you go to the season for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and if you'd like more information about her, there's a link on the website, USAPrepares.com, USAPrepares.com. Click on the instructors tab, and there's a link right to Gwyneth there. Gwyneth, I've attended a number of times a convention in military artifacts, and over the years I would see some of the same people over and over again. And it was a convention that was well attended, the largest in the country, United States. And there was a gentleman who flew in from England, and we'd have sometimes we'd have a bite to eat together, you know, after the convention in the evening, and it'd be a group of us that would go out convention after convention. We'd get a bite to eat together, and we became friends, international friends. And he was from England, and I said, so tell me, what does the Queen do? And his response was, well, she's the Queen. And I say, okay, what does she do? Well, she's the Queen. And I say, okay, what does she do? Well, she's the Queen. That's as much information as I could get, and that might be as much information as he had. Now, he is certainly a pretty bright guy. But at the same time,
know what she did.
Right. What does the Queen do?
Exactly what she does. One of her official titles, she has a great number of them, but one of them is Defender of the Realm. And that sums it up in a nutshell. The reason what makes Britain great is because Britain has British common law. Okay, the reason why America is great is because America has American common law. And if you scratch the surface of American common law, you get British common law. That's what American common law is based on, okay? All the fundamental principles of British common law are also the fundamental principles of American common law. And unfortunately, I think that this is not to personally offend Her Majesty, but I think that she has failed in her role as defender of the realm, especially in the last 10 or 20 years, because British common law throughout the former British Empire, throughout the Commonwealth, has pretty well gone down the toilet. It absolutely has. Where is our right in the Commonwealth anymore to bear arms? Where is our right to private property? Where is our right of habeas corpus, the right of the privacy of the person? You know, where is our freedom of speech? You know, the reason why I'm on American radio doing radio broadcasts and not in Australia doing radio broadcasts is because here in Australia, journalists get locked up for speaking out about terrible things that are happening in this country. And even speaking on American radio, I'm still taking a chance, but hey, I've got to speak out, you know, about the things that are happening here, you know. That's, the, you know, in the United States, you would call that the First Amendment, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The right to freedom of the press, the right to speak out. That comes, the Americans, George Washington and them, didn't just make that up. They were going off British common law, and they were not taking to the British anything that was foreign to the British. They were simply holding their own law up to them as a mirror and saying, see this? This is what we want. This is what we want here. This is your own law, and you're not keeping to it. And admittedly, you know, King George was not British. He was German. He didn't know anything about British common law. And but her job is to uphold, her primary job, her first job is to uphold British common law.
Very, very
and
quickly.
Unfortunately, I think she's failed on that count.
Very quickly. The name Windsor, that was picked, right?
Yep.
They picked the name
her,
Windsor.
Her name is actually Saxe Coburg-Gotha.
Very good. Gwyneth, thank you so much for being with us today.
Okay.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.